Chapter 1. Depression. The very best people, especially the young, get depressed. The condition is often preceded by disappointment and frustration. Newborn zeal is full of optimism. The young see visions and dream dreams. The future seems full of promise and possibility. Life being what it is, the realization falls short of the ideal. Limitation looms large as the experience deepens. The soul longs for the unreached and is not satisfied. Disappointment invades the spirit. So much was planned, so little achieved. If only it had been better. So disappointment passes into discontent. Discontent broods over the past and sighs doubtingly about the future. The vision is dislocated. Men become monsters and walls reach up to heaven. Every way seems threatened with failure. The nerves are overwrought. Depression settles upon the spirit. The words of the psalmist express the mood. Who will show us any good? 4 verse 6. Sometimes people come to a depressed condition through weariness. Paul says, "Be not weary in well-doing, for ye shall reap if ye faint not." Galatians 6 verse 9. Fainting is a sinking feeling, and sinking is another word for depression. Weariness is not tiredness. It is being dispirited, losing hope. Tired men can rest and soon be reinvigorated. Weary men are sick. Every task begins with a sigh. Every duty becomes a monotony. The sharp edge is blunted. The day is always dull. The earth always cold. The seed seems dead. The sower is weary. The spirit is at the mercy of the digestion and the weather. The face is pinched and the soul is shriveled. The king's business is undone. Self-interrogation is the first step to recovery. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Psalm 43, verse 5. Probe the fears and challenge the phantoms that haunt the spirit. At short range, specters are seen through. Fear enslaves, courage liberates. Venture with courage upon the naked word of God. Resist the temptation to relax. Remember that triumph comes by travail. Dull earth and apparently dead seed are the forces of harvest. Monotony is transmuted by faith. Reconstruct the golden vision of reaping. The husbandman needs patience as well as energy. Be also patient. Establish your hearts. James 5 verse 8. God may be invisible, but his ways are seen by the pure in heart. Fall back on God's promise of providential care and rediscover that he careth for you. He quenches the parched soul and gives songs in the night. The weary may cast all their care upon him. The everlasting arms reach lower than the lowest depression. Obedience is better than grief. Men are not saved by sorrow, but by faith. When Elijah was overwrought, God reassured him and sent him on a journey into changed surroundings. Let the depressed renew their trust in God. Take a holiday and look for their general health.